much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, focus up, you little monsters! Now, is everyone ready to hear the best music you've ever heard in your miserable little lives?
No!
Okay, then, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. What even do you call yourself?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I'm telling you, this machine is broken. Ask me a question.
Is Jay-Z really your favorite artist?
Yes, obviously.
Lie.
See, it's busted.
Is it? Or is your favorite artist really Taylor Swift?
No.
Lie.
All right, fine. She is. She makes me feel things.
She makes all of us feel things.
And now.
All right, listen. You're all terrible at what you do here. And I feel like I should tell you. I'd fire all of you if I could.
Our feature presentation.
And it would probably be the right move. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. It is the 17th of March. St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
How about that?
With your Black Kings gear.
Yeah.
Not giving in to the green.
Playoff time.
So good.
Playoff time.
So good.
Maybe later today we can tell you why we can no longer do St. Patrick's Day remotes.
Uh-oh.
The broadcast from the live places. And it's one of us on the staff, and it's not me. So maybe later. Let's start today with this incredible story. A British Airways flight to Dubai on Thursday had to turn around.
That's never good.
Because of the smell coming from the bathroom.
Never good. Oh, no.
Now, I have many thoughts about this. One is...
Mike Catherwood.
First of all, that was my first thought. Second is, how long is the flight and how far into it? There's no info on that. Like when did it happen? Because really, you have to be way up in the air for the seatbelt sign to go off.
Sure.
And then it's a pretty big deal to turn around and go all the way back.
Yeah.
So it was... bad enough that they had to turn around and go back to London. That's insane.
They couldn't just use another bathroom, close it off. I'm sure there's regulations. They have to have every bathroom working. But my God, Dubai to London?
Yeah.
It's a long one.
London to Dubai. And then it was partway and then turned around and landed. And there was the next flight to Dubai from London,
mm-hmm.
15 hours. It was the next day.
Oh,
so
man.
Everybody on the plane, of course, was miserable from the smell. But then they had to turn around and go. Then they had to spend the night last Thursday night and then catch the next flight on Friday.
That doesn't seem right.
That's a pretty powerful bathroom right there. Or, I mean, use of the bathroom right there. I've never heard anything that bad.
It's got to be horrendous.
Yes, because don't you have all those stupid sprays that you sort of cover it up with and whatever just to make it.
Poo-pourri.
Yes, poo-pourri. Yes. Just to make it handleable till you get to wherever you're going.
And they couldn't fix it upon landing and get back in the air.
No.
No.
Nope. They had to kick everybody off and go, get yourselves a place to stay.
And maybe don't eat whatever you ate.
We're going to burn this plane to the ground. What a terrible reason for turning around and landing. Can you imagine?
No. But kind of.
And then wouldn't you look around and go, who was it?
Yeah.
Like, trying to remember who used the restroom, because those people you'd be really angry at.
And you'd know within a little bit who it was, wouldn't you?
Well, I would think so. Yeah. Huh. I think if I were running the airline, I would just put everybody in one area and say, no one move. And then you just wait and see who has to start running.
You got to put that guy on a no-fly list, right?
I would think so, yes.
And I say guy because it's not a lady. Let's just put that out there.
It's a guy. And yes, he should be on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
If he's going to make – if that bodily function is going to make my flight that's in the air turn around and land, that's you.
It's terrorism.
It's a type of terrorism. It's poo terrorism.
It's butt terrorism.
That's right. So that's bad news right there.
Not good.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? Penis. Positive why I said that. Oh, we were talking about the penis transplant.
Not only did you just randomly say penis.
It wasn't random.
No, even more random. You started with new frontier.
Penis.
Penis. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I like after Austin, Kevin.
On this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, we have St. Patrick's Day disasters. And we're going to kick it off with the story of Beer Mug. I don't remember how many years ago this was, 2 or 3, 4 years ago. Right after St. Patrick's Day, we all went out. We did a live broadcast. We all went home. We came in the next day, and everybody was here except Beer Mug. And we were like, okay, no Beer Mug. And our policy on this show, just so you know, and you may not even know this yet, is if you sleep in, we don't call you.
Oh.
Yeah. You just sleep in however long you sleep in, because then it sucks a lot more for you.
That's, you know, really, I mean, a like, selfish, wonderful thing to do.
It's like 7:30 when you wake up. Then you're like, oh, my. It's so much worse.
Right.
So Beer Mug was supposed to show up the next day and didn't. And, you know, 6 came and 6:30 and then 6:45 and 7. I think it was the 7 o'clock hour, 7:30 or 7:40.
Oh,
he called
no.
from his cell phone, and he'd just woken up in a bush. He was he was asleep in a bush near a bar. His wallet and keys and stuff was scattered all over the area.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't
God.
Remember exactly what happened, but we'll take your calls of St. Patrick's Day disasters. We also have some opening act for April Foolishness. Some more contestants that we're going to play. Some more highlights of people that are sending in 2 minutes of comedy so they can open up April Foolishness. We have Luke Robitaille from the Los Angeles Kings.
A happy Luke Robitaille today.
Yes, we
Thank
do.
God.
As of this second in the playoffs.
Yep.
But it's been touch and go, just like it is pretty much every year. We also have Rob Thomas on the program today. He created iZombie on the CW, which debuts tonight.
Excellent.
Very excited about that. And we have your tickets for Get Hard, starring Will Ferrell. So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:52. Mr. Ralph Garman is here.
Time for it's
like family.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day, yes. That's why you're a leprechaun. And I'm looking for you for the gold.
Got about half that.
Yeah, got pot of gold. You're a big leprechaun, man. That's why.
I got pot of gold.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Woo-hoo. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. Nope. Let me try that again. St. Patrick's Day celebrates, you know, the day he died. St. Patrick. That's what we're celebrating.
Well, that sort of puts
a
damper on things.
We're not celebrating his death. We're honoring him on the day of his death. But here's the problem with the damn Catholics. They could never decide what day he died on.
Isn't that a matter of...
Was it March 8th or was it March 9th?
Really?
And the priest would square off and punch each other right in the face. They'd get drunk and just fight each other about it.
I like it.
And so they said, all right, let's just settle it. We'll just make it the 17th. We'll add the 8th and the 9th. Together.
Are you making that
and
up?
And make March 17th the day we celebrate St. Patrick. I am not making that up. That is a true story.
Who would ever come up with, let's add the dates together?
That's drunken, fighting, Irish Catholic priests.
I have never heard the story.
Yeah.
Listen, Missy. Didn't
you
we learn yesterday?
Liar!
Didn't we learn yesterday? Don't doubt the Garman.
It's a pretty good way to live
we
life.
We learned
right
this
there.
With the Cinderella debacle, didn't we?
The Cinderella debacle I saw at the Troub last night.
Remember your Cinderella disaster yesterday, Adam McKay, where you doubted the date, the original telling of the Cinderella story?
Yeah.
Then you had to look it up, and then what'd you have to do? You had to make that noise because your tail was between your legs because I schooled you.
You might be too happy about the Cinderella debacle.
And now I school you again with St. Patrick facts.
Yeah, I'm going to source that.
Do it! Bring it on!
I'll source it.
I'll fight you right now, man.
I don't want to fight right now.
I'm drunk already.
Fight you later.
You know what state in the union of these great United States of ours has the most Irish Americans in it?
Boston.
That's not a state.
Massachusetts.
I love you.
Thank you, Allie. It's clearly not that, or you wouldn't have asked.
Yeah, I am going to go...
Now, listen, I'll give you this,
Georgia.
Kevin. I'll give you this, Kevin Ryder.
All right.
Percentage-wise, the highest percentage of Irish Americans is in the state of Massachusetts, and in fact is in the city of Boston.
But not the highest number.
But the biggest number of Irish Americans in the United States.
Savannah has a huge St. Patrick's Day.
Do they?
Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia, I'll have you know, Allie McKay, was the very first city to have a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Wow. That I knew.
Did you know that?
No.
It's a good guess then.
Yeah, I'm going to go Georgia.
California!
Is that right?
We're number one! We're number one! Hey, geekaboo! Rickety-dickadoo!
It's good. going to be a weird one.
Yeah, we're number one with over 2.6 million Irish Americans in this state.
But per capita, Boston is what you're saying.
Percentage-wise, yes. Boston is the number one city, and Massachusetts is the number one state. So there's all your Irish St. Patrick's Day facts to get you going this morning.
All right.
Now let's take a look at the show business news. Justin Bieber just having a never-ending 21st birthday party. After his big roast here in Los Angeles over the weekend, he's headed straight to Vegas. Oh, sounds like Kevin's birthday. Hit up a club called Omnia. I'm not familiar with Omnia. Do you know Omnia, Kevin?
I don't.
Dave probably does.
It's a Caesars, I'm being told.
He was apparently dancing on tables.
Sure. With his shirt off?
Yes.
Sure.
Drinking vodka. Chatting up the ladies. Asking them for makeup tips. And apparently even spent some hot and heavy time with Kris Jenner.
Oh.
Yeah, they said they were flirting.
No, whoa. No.
Yes.
Flirting?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm guessing Kris Jenner was doing the flirting. I'm guessing.
Just because he was famous and she needs more fame.
Right. She'd throw herself at him for sure. Speaking of older women.
Yes.
That cradle robber, Judi Dench, she's at it again. Judi Dench has a new boyfriend. She says she is it's living proof, never too old to find love. She's got a new spring in her step. And she's got a brand new romance, a new lease on life, she says.
Okay.
Judi, who is a respectable 80 years old, she's got some mileage. Her new boyfriend, 71. Yeah,
sweet.
Go, Judi.
I'm not sure it's grave robber, but
Judi,
all right.
Judi the cougar.
That was...
You right?
Yep. I'm much younger.
Of Boston?
When you're... When you're 20, if somebody's 14, it's a huge difference.
And
when
illegal.
You're 81 and they're 70, whatever.
20 and 14.
Yeah, it's not that big.
That's
I'm saying
when.
I'm saying the difference in age is different at different parts of your life.
And illegal.
Back to you, Ralph.
No denying that. There's Kevin with our...
Just trying to help. Add
perspective.
Stuff. Yeah.
And Harrison Ford may be in worse shape than we realized. This makes me sad.
Oh, no, from the plane crash?
Yeah, from the plane crash. People Magazine says that he suffered a head wound that's the size of a pancake.
A head wound the size of a pancake?
Does that mean it's a scrape that size?
Ah, wow.
A broken pelvis.
Ooh.
And injured ankles when he crashed his World War II aircraft into that golf course earlier this month. Word is his wife, Calista Flockhart, visits her man every day in the hospital after dropping their son off Liam at school, but he is in serious condition, and they're just not leaking that information to the press, although it looks like they have now. But I guess I would imagine, look, forget the fact you're 72, no matter what age, you come crashing down in a plane, you're going to get banged up pretty good.
Well, you're lucky to be alive.
Absolutely.
And he just had that all that leg surgery and stuff after getting the Millennium Falcon taking a bite out of him, so it's tough, man. And I wanted to give a little tribute to a music producer named Tom Wilson. Are you familiar with Tom Wilson?
I am not.
Chip is. Chip's shaking her head. He was a legendary producer who was largely responsible, at least when it comes to K-Rock listeners, for The Offspring's breakthrough album, Smash. And Come Out and Play wouldn't have happened without his work. And he's done a ton of other work with The Adolescents, a bunch of other bands. He was known sort of as a hard rock, punk rock sort of brilliant producer, and he was responsible for a lot of great music. He has passed away. So I just wanted to give him a little tribute because he deserved it.
Boston?
Penis.
We've moved on. We've moved on from penis and Boston. Penis. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kurt Russell, 64 years old today. How great's Kurt Russell?
Pretty great.
I wish he made more movies.
Yeah, he doesn't very often, does he?
No, he doesn't. Gary Sinise is 60 years old. Rob Lowe is 51. Billy Corgan celebrates his 48th birthday. Former Smashing Pumpkins member Melissa Auf-Damar is 43. Rob Kardashian. I wonder how his sock line is doing. I wonder about his designer socks.
Right. He was starting a sock company.
Well, a designer sock company. You don't just wear regular socks. You have to get your designer socks. Who Why didn't anyone stop him and say, it's a dumb thing?
Wait, has anyone seen him?
They're the Kardashians.
Like,
why?
Like, where'd he... No, I'm saying, where did he go?
Oh, yeah, go look him up. He's great now. He looks like he ate Vincent D'Onofrio. He's giant. He's just massive. He's just swallowing all his feelings.
I just meant, I don't think anyone's seen him literally in a long time.
He's around.
Okay.
And Hozier, our buddy Hozier. Aww. He's 25 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We have tickets for you for Get Hard, the new Will Ferrell movie. And we're going to play a game here in a couple of minutes, the hardest game in the world. If you would like to call now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll give away some passes for that movie. And also everybody will go into the drawing, which we'll do on Friday, and we'll send somebody to San Francisco. Ralph was doing the showbiz beat yesterday. He was talking about Sylvester Stallone producing a fitness reality series for NBC called Strong.
No. Called STRONG, which stands for, Kevin?
Start to Realize Our Natural Greatness. So we wanted to find out from the man himself if he's in it. Is he hosting it? Is he just an executive producer? How does it work? And we have Sylvester Stallone on the phone. Hi, Sly.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm up early, you know, working out. You know, make sure I stay in top shape, you know, because it's important to be physically fit.
Tell me about the new show, STRONG.
Yeah, STRONG.
NG.
Mm-hmm. Stands for Start to Realize Our Natural Greatness.
Right. You know?
Because we all have it inside of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inside you can be great, okay?
Okay.
You're going to find that. Find what's great inside you and then be that.
All
right. It's not about getting up again. It's about being inside you and finding out who's inside you and how great that person is.
Why are you yelling? We just started asking you about the show.
I was trying to motivate you, you know?
All right,
you just, you know, you're not as sharp as a tap anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Good recall.
Yeah, thank you.
So there's six men and six women, and it's a competition-style show?
That's right. You know, all these people, they want to, you know, tap their inner potential.
Right.
You know? So we're going to have trainers there and, you know, see how they can be the best that they can be.
Now, you're going to host it. You're going to be a trailer. A trainer, what part of the show are you going to be? Shut up, Slash.
I'm going to be a trailer. People will change their clothes inside of me.
A trainer. Are you going to train people on the program?
No, I'm not a trainer.
All right.
No, I'm a producer of the show, and I'm thinking I might host it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I think these people might need, you know, some motivation about how to find, you know, their inner self in the best way they could be, you know. Because they have to start to realize their natural greatness.
Yeah, that's the title.
That's the name.
And, you know, no one believes in natural more than I do.
Right, sure.
I've heard that. Now, Sly, let me ask you. It's from the people that brought you The Biggest Loser, where you see this transformation. But essentially with this show, it's people that are really in shape getting even a little bit more in shape.
That's right, yes.
What's the draw in watching that?
Well, you don't have to watch fat people, which is a plus.
Okay.
I mean, let's face it. Why are you so fat? Get off my TV. You're all fat. Okay. Yeah, we all feel that way.
Right.
No.
Instead, you get to see good-looking people who are already in shape.
I see.
Get more in shaperer. And then you're like, wow, now my boner's even happier. You know?
Now, is there going to be a winner at the end of it? It's a competition that way?
There will be a winner,
okay.
Yeah. Winner gets to fight me. That's what they win. They get in the ring, and you want to fight the fight? I'll fight the big fight! Come on!
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That took a turn.
They drew first blood! They drew first blood! Nothing's over until I say it's over! They spit on me, call me a baby killer,
yeah.
And then he's all over me.
Okay.
And then baby all over me. And I'm like, we ain't going home. Nothing's going home. That's going to do nothing. Mickey, nothing's over, Mick. Nothing's over. You can't die, Mickey. Apollo. Apollo is just going to be a good person.
All right, we're going to let you go.
It was good talking with you.
And we're going to be over here. Luke Robitaille from the Kings coming up, plus Rob Thomas, who created iZombie just after the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. Right now we have passes for you to go to the premiere of Get Hard. March 25th at the TCL Chinese Theater, and you qualify for a grand prize trip for two to San Francisco, including airfare, hotel, a trip to Alcatraz, and $500 spending cash with a little game we like to call the hardest game in the world.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Morning, Mr. Announcer Man.
It's the Get Hardest Game in the World.
See, because Get Hard is the name of the movie.
Good morning, Kevin and B.
How are you, Mr. Announcer Man?
I'm hard.
You're high.
Hard.
Hard, Kevin. Even worse.
Get okay. Hard is the name of the movie.
The name of the movie. Yeah.
Get Hard.
Get Hard.
Not okay. Get High.
Well, you never know.
One of us is high.
Okay.
And it's not me. Because right. I'm hard.
So explain the game to people, please.
We'll be naming for you Will Ferrell movies. All you need to do is identify the movie we name. Oops, I almost forgot. They'll be backwards.
This is not easy.
It's hard.
Who do we have first?
First up is Justin. He's from Alhambra. He works for Honda.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you? Welcome to the hardest game.
Thank you.
All right. You ready for your clip? I'm going to play it twice. And then you get, tell us what the movie is, all right?
Perfect.
All right. Here you go.
Okay. One more time.
Okay. One more time.
Wow.
What Will Ferrell movie is that?
Talladega Nights.
Yes. Continue.
The Ballad.
Yes.
Oh, what is it? It's
Ricky Bobby. Ricky Bobby, yes! Nicely done.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
Boom. Well done, Justin.
I don't know that we've ever had anybody get it so slowly. It's one word at a time.
He's a tease, that Justin.
And yet you nailed it. Who's next?
Next up is Joey. He's from Norwalk. He's a security officer. Freeze, Jive Turkey.
Joey, have you ever said freeze, Jive Turkey?
No, but next time I have a chance, I'll use it.
You
hell
should.
Yeah.
All right, Joey, here is your Will Ferrell movie. It's backwards. I'm going to play it for you twice.
See the bet.
One more time.
See the bet.
Movie starring Will Ferrell.
Old School?
I'm sorry, that's not Old School, that is...
Step Brothers.
Oh, Step Brothers.
Sorry, Jive Turkey. Next up is Kyle. He's from Carson. He works at a metrology lab.
Hey, Kyle.
Really? Really?
Right?
Mr. Announcer Man, really?
Metrology.
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 Say it backwards. Mr. Announcer Man.
Metrology.
Wow.
A lot of attitude.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle. You didn't win.
Oh.
All right, Kyle. Here's your Will Ferrell movie. I'm going to play it for you twice backwards, okay. And you have to tell me what it is.
Flat.
One more time.
Flat.
What's the name of that movie?
Wow.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. Omar's just upset.
I don't know.
Okay, it was Flair.
So put that.
So if you turn that around
backwards,
you get
Elf.
Elf.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's three letters.
Right? I may not know what metrology is, but I know it's not about words.
Thank you for playing.
Brandon from Covina. He's a lineman.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing so far in the game? All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out here.
Yeah.
All right. Very good then. All right, here you go. Here's your movie backwards twice.
Hooks and loop.
One more time.
Hooks and loop.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Old School.
Yeah.
Old School.
Practically the same thing both ways.
Mr. Announcer Man, you're getting pretty impatient.
Well, that's ridiculous.
All right, you hold on.
Next up is David. He's in commerce. He's an ups worker.
I think that's UPS.
Oh!
Hey, David.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the hardest game in the world. You ready for your movie?
I'm ready.
There you go.
In the garden, our button is down low.
I don't know if we want to do that a second time.
Watch your language.
Right?
One more time.
In the garden, our button is down low.
Oh, my God. Can I get Elf?
Elf?
Wow! Only if you're trying to be funny.
All right.
Because there was literally 40 words there.
I'm not a very funny guy.
Okay. Give us a guess.
Let's go with the Lego movies.
Lego movies. Yeah.
No.
The Ferrell movie. No, that was...
Anchorman, the legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
That was...
Long name.
Right. Yeah. More words than Elf.
Coming up next, it's Lucas from Long Beach. He's also a security guard. Freeze, Jive Turkey.
Hey, Lucas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Here's your Will Ferrell movie. You identify it.
It's all of an L.
One more time.
It's all of an L.
Night at the Roxbury?
See in that?
Yes.
Nope.
Land of the Lost.
Hello, Mr. Announcer Man.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Well, that's that movie.
All right, shut up.
Don't be dumb.
Who's next? I can't help it.
Arthur from Compton. He's a barista.
Hey, Arthur.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your movie?
Yep.
Here you go. One more time.
This is hard.
It's
a hard game.
It is a hard game.
Really hard.
Arthur.
I'm going to say the Lego movie. I have no idea.
Stop saying the Lego movie.
No, that's...
Kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times if it's more than two syllables, it won't be the Lego movie.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, just a...
I'll give you a hint. None of them are the Lego movie.
Oh.
All right. We only have one more. Who is it?
Darren from West L.A. He's an Uber driver.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Darren. Here's your movie. Good luck. One more time.
Blades of Glory.
The Other Guys.
Blades of Glory would have been good.
Yeah. It would have been good, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't any of the right answer.
So we only have three winners.
Yes, we have three winners. They win passes to the movie, and they also go into the drawing at the end of the week for a trip for two to San Francisco.
Alcatraz!
Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Ooh, you. Ooh, I divido. Ooh, for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I divido.
Adobe do.
I love that new Adam Sandler song.
Now it's George Ezra.
Oh, adobido. Adobido. Oh, no.
That's George Ezra.
Adobido. Oh, adobido.
Rob Thomas, just after the top of the hour, the creator of iZombie. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
We have a moment for a moment?
Nope.
Got a moment for a moment?
Nope.
Give me a little moment.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Then you got Vanilla Ice on the loose. He's got a knife. Everybody's running. He's going to stab people.
Because he stabbed people. Stab people.
Hold on a sec. What's Kevin talking about?
I don't know. Vanilla Let's find out. Let's investigate more. Why is Vanilla Ice going to stab people?
Nope.
No, he stole some stuff.
He stole a pool heater and a couch and stuff out of a vacant house.
What are you
house?
Talking about, Kevin?
I was thinking of
stab anybody.
Screech.
You were confusing Vanilla Ice.
Not even a singer.
With the guy from Saved by the Bell?
Yes, I was. Yeah, that's...
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, Dovido.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It is indeed. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Everybody's a little Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Would you like a little Irish in you?
Yeah, no take
it. Come on over here. I got plenty for everybody.
Nope.
Cowards. Elton John's very angry.
About?
With fashion designers Dolce & Gabbana. You familiar with Dolce & Gabbana?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Big designing firm. These two designers, they dated for 23 years, these two gentlemen did, before they broke up in 2005.
Okay.
They're still working together, but they're no longer romantically involved. And that's why it may come as a surprise to you that these two gentlemen have spoken out very vociferously against gay marriage and gay couples adopting children.
Is that right?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Well, now they've come forward in this recent interview saying the following. The only family is the traditional one. No chemical offsprings and rented uteruses. Life has a natural flow. There are things that should not be changed. Well, apparently Elton John is very angry about this. He released the following statement. How dare you refer to my beautiful children as synthetic? And shame on you for wagging your little fingers at IVF, a miracle that has allowed legions of loving people, both straight and gay, to fulfill their dreams of having children. So now Elton John has called for a boycott of Dolce & Gabbana.
I'm in.
Boom. That's it. I am not carrying my D&G purse anymore.
Same.
Boom.
Same.
Done.
Please.
Teach them.
That's really odd.
You would think that two gay guys would be much more tolerant of other people's life choices.
Synthetic children? Since
they called them
That's
synthetic
despicable.
Children. You might change your idea about banjo playing, Kevin.
Nope.
I'm just saying you might change your opinion of banjo playing.
Based on
the fact that at the U02 in Berlin, Germany on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Katy Perry was in town.
Mm-hmm.
Across town for a gig at the Magnet Club was Mumford & Sons.
Right.
And according to the New York Daily News, Katy Perry hooked up with Winston Marshall, the banjo player for Mumford & Sons. And they are now a romantic item. And they partied all night.
Mm.
Katy Perry loves her some banjo, man.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I love banjos.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
And in more music news, Paul McCartney's ex-wife is slamming him. Heather Mills.
Oh, man, she's a bitch.
She really is.
I'm not kidding.
She absolutely is.
Interactions with her, and she's terrible.
Really? She's a terrible person.
I went to a charity event one time, and Paul was singing, and she yelled at everybody. Oh, all you people came to see Paul. You don't care about the charity. And they were still trying to raise money. I was like, what is this woman doing?
She's hideous.
She's a bitch.
What now?
She was on an Ireland TV show called The Late Late Show, and the host asked her about Sir Paul, her ex-husband, and she said, when I go down the street, I get kids coming up to me, and half the time, they don't even know who he is. That's why he's got to do songs with Rihanna and Kanye West, so people remember who he is. Shut up.
Wow.
Take off your leg and beat you to death with it.
That seems aggressive.
No, it's not aggressive enough. You know, her real name is Eileen. Did you know that?
Stop
it's
it.
It's true.
No,
okay?
it's
it is.
Not.
Her real name is Eileen.
Stupid.
She's got a friend with no arms and no legs who hangs on the wall.
Yeah.
We call him Art. She's got another friend with no arms and no legs lays in front of the door. Matt. Okay, we call him Matt.
I miss this.
Really? About her friend? In second grade?
I haven't heard about her friends in a long time.
Been a long time. Remember the guy with no arms and legs they threw in the hall? They called him Phil?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Remember the guy with no arms and no legs at the bottom of the pool? Dwayne?
She had some great friends.
It's a great friend.
I've never heard that one.
I really did.
That one
some great
good.
Friends.
Yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. A real quick email from one of our listeners, Chuck Walker, who reminds me of better days. He says, man, I miss those K-Rock St. Patrick's Day remote shows. Remember those?
Yeah, we'll have to explain
those were good times.
At some point why that was canceled.
Until we couldn't do that anymore. I look forward to those every year, writes Chuck. They were so much fun. A buzzed lamb dog driving off in someone else's car.
How dare you.
But ultimately, it got ruined for everyone. Don't blame someone else, Kevin. You liar, writes Chuck. What a knob. You stole cars, and that's what canceled everything.
It's not true.
Anyway, in honor of St. Patrick's Day... In each drink, I always add extra Baileys to my toddy. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Add extra Baileys to my toddy. Add extra Baileys to my toddy. Add extra Baileys to my toddy.
Ralph gets a lot of those emails.
In Chatsworth.
And later this morning, I believe we're going to go through the misses.
Yeah.
These are
I usually do the hits.
These are the good ones.
We'll talk about the misses that come through. Extra Baileys to his toddy.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kurt Russell, 64 years old. Today, Gary Sinise turns 60. Rob Lowe is 51. Billy Corgan is 48. Melissa Auf der Maur, former bassist for Smashing Pumpkins. Wasn't she also in Blur? Hole? Didn't she play in Hole 2 for a while with Courtney Love?
I believe so.
Does that ring a bell to anyone besides me? Anyway, she's 43 years old. Rob Kardashian's 28, and singer Hozier celebrates his 25th birthday.
Ooh, I do a beetle.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Watching a lot of the CW, as I do, a lot of trailers for this upcoming show called iZombie.
There's no shortage of promotion.
Nope.
But the good news is this show looks awesome, and the critics have been very kind. Reading a lot of reviews this morning. USA Today loves it. EW, Entertainment Weekly, they love it.
New York Times called it ridiculously likable.
Boom!
And they don't like anything.
Rob Thomas is joining us now, who either created or co-created Veronica Mars, right?
I created Veronica Mars, co-created iZombie.
There you go.
Executive producer of iZombie on the CW. Welcome, Rob. Congratulations. Everyone seems to love your new show.
Thanks. It's a good way to wake up today. The reviews have been really nice.
They sure have. And it looks like, for a lot of fans of Veronica Mars, your old show, that this show is sort of in a similar vein, right? I mean, sure, she's a zombie, but other than that, it seems like there's a very strong heroine, a female lead, and she's out there solving crimes.
Yeah, you know, when the studio asked me to do this, the mandate was more about getting the next kick-ass female lead on the CW, I think even more than getting a zombie show on the network. It was doing that. So, you know, I don't think we could out Walking Dead the Walking Dead on the CW. The broadcast standards and practices do not
right.
let us give as many machetes to the skull as they do there. But so I think, yeah, I think we're closer to Buffy than the Walking Dead, I would say.
Explain your lead character, Liv, and how she changes her occupation and what she does with this fact that she's an actual zombie.
When we first meet her, she is a medical resident on her way to becoming a heart surgeon, and that is her goal. And she's engaged to a great guy. She's kind of got her life happily mapped out. But she goes to a party where she gets turned into a zombie. So in order to
I hate those parties.
Brains, yeah, it's one of those a really bad party. You don't want to go to this party. And in order to get brains, she takes a job at the police morgue in town. And so each week in the show, she eats the brain of a new murder victim, and she gets both flashes of memories of the deceased and some of their personality traits. And she helps the police solve these crimes. So it's your basic zom-com-rom-drom.
Sure, one of those.
Short end of it.
Yeah,
or
it's not
as
just...
the cast calls the show, they're referring to it as ZILF.
ZILF.
I like it.
So it's not just going to be, you know, she solves a crime every week taking on these traits. She's also going to take on some traits of some not-so-good dead people as well, correct?
That's right. So our actress, Rose McIver, has this sort of, it's a challenge much like I think the actress from Orphan Black would have, because each week she is, like, one week she has eaten the brain of a sociopathic hitman, and the next week she's eaten the brain of a cheerleader. And so she's channeling these different brains each week.
How did you pick Rose to play this role? Because it seems like that casting is the most important for this show.
It is, and I had such a different experience when I cast Veronica Mars. Kristen Bell was literally the first of 100 actresses that I saw, and I knew I had it from day one. Like, I've got the girl. I know I can't just take one actress to studio and network, but I have her. I know who I want. And I had such a different process with iZombie. I probably saw 100 actresses, and Rose McIver was literally the last of them. So I was sweating it the whole time. I was so nervous, because if you don't have that girl at the center of your show, you have no show. And by the time we found Rose, I was in panic mode.
Rob, I was a huge fan of the comic book by Chris Robertson and Mike Allred, my buddy Mike, and I remember reading it early on saying, this would make a great either film or television adaptation. Were you familiar with the source material?
I wasn't until they brought it to me, and then sort of immersed myself in it. And for those people who are fans of the comic book, Mike Allred, the artist who does the comic book, did our main title sequence, and it's gorgeous. It is. I'm so proud of that main title sequence, because he sort of drew all of our actors in his style,
right,
in the style of iZombie. And that's very cool. And then sort of in an homage to the comic book, we open each of our acts sort of like the old Wild Wild West show in these comic book panels. So we're always sort of making allusions back to the comic book.
And it seems like this all kind of fell into your lap in the best of ways, because you've been wanting to do something zombie-esque for years, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I got so burned by The Walking Dead.
How did you get burned? Tell that story, because this is great.
I had spent, this would have been, you know, I guess 7 years ago or so, I holed up in my house and broke a big zombie apocalypse pitch, and it was called Death Valley. It was all ready to go. I had it mapped out. I had my pitch memorized, and woke up a morning the week before we were taking the pitch out, and there's a big headline in Variety: Frank Darabont sells The Walking Dead to AMC. It put a stake in our hearts. You know, I guess I should have used zombie. It put a shotgun to our brain.
Yeah, different monster.
And suddenly our zombie project was dead. I feel like I was proved right, though, by the success of The Walking Dead. America was ready for a zombie apocalypse show. I was a few weeks late on that.
I'm sorry, did you consider just going ahead with it because there are so many different channels and so many different types of shows, or was your show too much like The Walking Dead?
It was very much like The Walking Dead. It was post-apocalyptic hero sort of emerges into this, like he's out on a boat trip. And he comes back in from this fishing trip and finds that he's in the middle of a zombie apocalypse and has to get cross country, and it would have been very, very much like The Walking Dead.
Wow, that sucks so
Plus
much.
One of the main kids loved pudding, so it was just sure. So similar.
There was that.
Weird.
For that loss, we've got iZombie, which I think for those of us who like zombies, this is a whole different take, and it's a female lead, and it looks like there's a great sense of humor, which, of course, was one of the hallmarks of Veronica Mars as well, and I haven't been this excited about a show in a long time. I can't wait to see it, Rob.
Oh, that is so great, and you guys were so great to Veronica Mars. I really appreciate it.
Look, we're fans of that and this.
And Party Down. Let's just go there.
Well, thanks.
This is just a little bit different in that not everybody knows about the zombies, right? She's a zombie, but her mom doesn't know, and she's trying to keep it secret from a lot of people.
Yeah, only only her boss at the morgue, who used to work at the Center for Disease Control, knows that she's a zombie. He puts the pieces together, so he is the one person in on the secret and becomes her ally and confidant and... it's good that she has him to lean on.
Everyone else thinks she's just goth, right?
Yeah, like she's just gone with a radical...
Oh, she's so affected. Liv is so affected these days.
Well, it looks great. Like we say, we're all looking forward to it. It's on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock is the debut of iZombie. Rob Thomas, thanks very much for your time today. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Ralph, when did things go south? Was it yesterday in the meeting when Dave started talking?
They've been going south for a while now. And I think it was yesterday, though, that we realized in order to save Dave, we need to fire him.
Dave King of Mexico. He's our producer.
Yeah. You need to be poor again. You need to be broke. That's what the only thing that's going to save your life.
What is having... I'm not even rich.
Rich Dave blows. That's what we decided yesterday.
How do I blow?
Rich Dave is not as fun as poor Dave.
Well, hold on.
Tell you that.
Poor Dave was great. Yeah. Rich Dave sucks.
Why does Rich Dave suck? Not rich, but why do I suck?
Because of all your poor life choices you're making now.
Like?
Dave lives in a shoebox.
I do. I live in a little one-bedroom apartment.
It's a bad choice for a rich guy.
The shoes came in it.
Shoes came in his house. Right.
Foot Locker is written on the outside of his home.
They're right. Yeezys, though, you know?
So. Sure.
And then we find out he's got a maid now.
Yeah, he told us yesterday, oh, I have a med. Oh. We're like, what's a med?
No, med.
Is it hard to clean your shoebox of a house?
No. No, but
it seems
which
like
which makes it worse. Then
it seems like you could clean your entire place in 2 minutes.
Yeah, of course, but Rich Dave doesn't do that.
No, listen. Here's the thing. I'm here to serve you guys, so I'm always working for you.
Oh, stop!
So
it.
I'm a busy man. I don't have time for you know, get down on my knees and scrub those baseboards and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that.
Sure, you need another good daily baseboard scrubbing.
What's up with that?
Yeah. Just pick up your clothes and make your bed. How tough is that?
Well, that's fine. That's not the issue. The issue is just, you know,
run a vacuum once in a while.
Who needs a vacuum?
Who needs a vacuum?
I have hardwood floors, you know, so it's...
Then run a Swifter over them. What do you need to do? You don't need a maid.
Then you gotta, like, bend over and get the Swifter and get it and either get the wet one or the dry one. That's just too much work, dude. I don't have that time.
No.
I don't have that time, man.
No.
So you get a maid.
You're busy cooking. You're busy cooking all your meals. That's why you don't have any time.
Yeah, no,
actually. This is the 1-2 punch that we found out yesterday, is that A... Yeah. King of Mexico has a maid, and B...
Now I get Mel service. And we're like, who's Mel? What's Mel service?
Mel service is Mel service.
They prepare my meals for me.
Listen, yes, I subscribe to a meal service. And, you know, Coachella's coming up. Hall of Fame's coming up. Got to look good in my suit. Got to get a little buff. Got to tone up a little bit.
You have food delivered to your home, Dave.
Yeah.
That's not cheap.
But only like one meal at a time because you can't fit any more than that. Here's lunch.
Thank you. Yeah, why don't you just make yourself a meal? Just make yourself a salad or a half salad in your case.
Top ramen. Look, come on.
Both me and my girlfriend, we live together, and we are a busy couple. Like, really busy.
Stop
so,
it. You she's know, home all day and you're home all night.
No, she's not home all day, and she's not home all night, and I'm not home all day, nor
all
night.
Does she live there?
Yeah, barely. Like, we sleep there.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
That's the question.
And we literally sleep there. And, you know, if we make food...
Hey, Ralph, hold on one second. You think that they broke up and he just can't tell us?
Maybe he doesn't know if he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore.
Oh, I have a med.
You know, she used to clean the house, and now the house is dirty. I don't know why. I have to get a med.
I don't understand.
No,
she used to make all the mels.
So, you know, I'm just trying to get back into it, trying to get lean again. And, I subscribed to this meal service. It was her idea, so, you know.
Yeah, blame it on her. Good.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So what meals do you get? You get all meals?
Yeah, I only get, like, 3 meals a day. And, yeah.
Dave? Yeah. Often you should be eating?
No, you should be eating 5 times a day.
Oh, stop
Come
it.
On. We all know that.
It's a wives' tale.
Yeah. I only get 3 meals a day.
Wow. That's all.
He just said.
Yeah, every couple of days, you know. A new batch comes in. It's pretty cool. So, listen, I don't know why you guys are coming down on me. I'm just trying to make myself better, you know?
Rich Dave's a dick. Poor Dave used to clean his own house,
yeah,
and he used to make his own meals, mm-hmm. and he was a down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. And now Rich Dave's just all full of attitude and maids and caviar being brought to you on a silver tray.
You're not relatable, Dave.
Listen, look,
I
like the finer things in life now. So, you know, hanging around you guys.
Look, just admit it.
No.
You're a deck.
I'm not a deck.
You're a deck.
Oh, I'm a deck. That, of course, is Walk the Moon. It came in last week. They played live. You can go to krock.com and look at that. We put the performance up, the video of it. There's also a bunch of other things. Miss Double December, spring 2015 photo shoot, if you're into that sort of thing. The Last Internet Roundup is up there. There's also Beer Mug Storms Bear Mountain when he put chapstick on his face because it had SPF 15 and pretty much just got wasted beyond words.
Fried his face.
It's a bit of an embarrassment. Fried his face and... was way too drunk to talk.
Still peeling, by the way.
Yeah, it's not good.
Not so much pus anymore, so thank you.
And you can also go to our website if you would like to enter to be the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It is April 4th. You've heard the lineup. It's going to be a great lineup. We're getting a bunch of different people in. Some are great. Some are good, these comedians. And then there's Julia Boyd.
So my dad was military intelligence. He worked under several presidents. And one of the tools that he used for his job was this thing called instant evacuation. What it is a powder that you slip into people's drinks, and the moment it hits your stomach, you gotta go. You know, and I think it's so great that we have it on the consumer market. It's called 7-Eleven coffee. The moment it hits my stomach, I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. Here's a guy named Anthony Rosas.
The doctor tells us, you know what, I've got fantastic news for you guys. You guys are having twins. And I was like, that is horrible news.
He's pretty funny.
some of these people actually have a decent amount of success. Some of them play comedy clubs all the time. I mean, there's a lot of people who are working comedians that you have never heard of.
And a lot of people that think they're funny maybe have never been to a club doing their thing. Take a two-minute video in the bathroom. Maybe not the bathroom.
Not the bathroom.
In the kitchen, and just put something on tape. This is not just for people that are touring or people that have actually done stand-up gigs.
Right, exactly. If you're funny, this might be your big break.
Absolutely.
And maybe you're a musician. Whatever. If you can be funny, that's the 2 minutes that we're looking for. Here's Jeff Wallace. And we can't really play all of Jeff Wallace because of the content and the laws that govern this radio station. But he's talking about chat roulette.
And look at her, bro. And then they start racing just to each other. Just hammering it. Stop looking at my bro. I ain't looking at her, bro. What are you, bro? First one to bro, and they just over the place. Mutual beautiful thing chat roulette's ever seen. Fall in love. They
yep.
Huh.
So there's that guy.
Okay, chat roulette.
Here's Dean Wolf at the Ice House.
You know, she always wanted an infant. You know, I want an older kid, like 11, 12. She wants a white kid. I'm thinking Asian. I'm thinking Chinese, you know? And I think that's super important I do, especially for me, because I just got a new computer.
See, because then he can be helped.
I see.
Alex Elkin. The audio quality, not very good. Audio quality is sort of important in your 2 minutes that you send to us, because we do need to be able to understand what you're talking about. I believe there's some funniness here if you can understand what's being said.
I like a big woman, you know what I mean? I like a girl with some meat on her. I like a big girl because, man, when you turn off the lights, everything you grab is a I will just get a hunk of flesh. Just go crazy on that. She's like, you're on my back. I know.
She's on her back. Perry Kurtz will not be on the program. I'm just going to tell you that right
wow.
up front.
Okay.
Freestyle comedy rap.
A little bit later, and it took me with you. I never know what exactly what the f*** I'm going to do. The truth is, I just opened up my mind. I follow up through, and it works out. It's on its way. I don't have to think. I don't give a f*** at all. I take the f*** and I throw it right against the wall.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we do need to understand what's being said. I mean, I think that, like, maybe we shouldn't have to mention that.
But well, you've made a career off of
it. It's true. It's true. Here's Johnny Soul at Flappers.
My parents wanted me to be like my older sister, Amy. Why can't you be like Amy, they say. Why can't you be like Amy? Amy was a stillborn. But good news, everybody. I have a date Friday night. No, I'm just kidding.
It's sad when people applaud for just having a date.
Wow.
It can be inappropriate. I mean, let's be honest. These comedy shows, when you go to a comedy show, very, very different set of standards for what you hear on a radio show versus what you hear in a comedy club.
Sure.
So it can be pretty rough. And a lot of the comedians that we have on are pretty rough, and they make it funny. So through this Friday, you can go to KevinandBean.com and you can give us your 2 minutes of being funny, and maybe you will be the opening act for Kevin and Bean's April Foolish. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54. Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings coming up just after 8. First, Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
The more I hear about this Justin Bieber roast, the less I like it.
Well, it hasn't aired yet, right?
Nope.
Okay. What are you hearing that you
don't
like?
It's going to air on March the 30th. First of all, I like that he went to Comedy Central and begged them to roast him. That's not how it works. Please, oh, pay attention to me. And then they did. They bit, and then they did it. And apparently a lot of the jokes were about comedians making fun of other comedians on the dais. It wasn't even that much about Bieber.
They always make fun of each other, but then they focus on the person who they're making.
Seemed like they leaned heavy on each other more than him, from what I'm hearing.
That's lame.
Some of the jokes are starting to leak out, though. Kevin Hart apparently said Selena Gomez couldn't be here tonight just because she didn't want to be here tonight.
Hmm. Wow.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Justin.
First of all, you're getting Shaquille O'Neal to roast somebody?
Why? How and why?
Here's what Shaq said.
Justin, as a father of six, you have to straighten up, son. Last year, you were ranked the 5th most hated person of all time. Kim Jong-un didn't rank that low. and he uses your music to torture people.
Name.
These people wouldn't make it opening April Foolishness.
Wow.
And apparently, for some odd reason, there were a lot of Paul Walker jokes.
What?
Huh.
And this story says that Comedy Central has decided to edit out all the Paul Walker jokes from the roast.
And could there have been?
All?
Apparently there were a lot. Here's their statement. Roasts often push the limits of good taste, and we give the participants full rein to try things, knowing we have to edit the shape of the show. Sometimes the line is discovered by crossing it. The Paul Walker references will not be in the telecast.
Any examples?
I'm
the only one that wants to hear them?
Well, no, we all do, but I'm guessing they didn't put examples in.
Here we go. Let me find one. Just this past year, Justin got arrested for drag racing. Unfortunately, it wasn't with Paul Walker. The audience groaned, and Pete Davidson said, "What? He's doing great. He's got a movie coming out."
Really?
Then Natasha Leggero said, "I'm not saying Martha Stewart is old, but she needs a new Walker more than the Fast and the Furious franchise."
Well, that was a miscalculation.
Wow. The 30th, you say?
30th. So everyone tune in and yuck it up.
That's weird.
Yeah. You know what's weird? Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi's wife, Judy, his widow, are getting together to start a new record label. But there's no better time to get into the record business than now.
Wait, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi were married to the same woman?
No, Gilligan.
That's what you said.
Dan Aykroyd and, John Belushi's wife, Judy, are getting together and working on a record label.
Period.
Right.
Okay.
Blues Brothers Records. They are going to find, develop, and nurture emerging blues performers. There's no better time to get into the blues business than right now in 2015. Start a record label and focus just on blues.
Well, that was a miscalculation.
If you have money to give away, just send it to me.
Right.
Aykroyd / Belushi's wife, Judy.
If you're just trying to unload all that unwieldy cash.
Give that to me, then.
Send it our way.
It'll be easier for you. Less work. If you play the blues or know someone who does, you can send your audio and video to submissions@bluesbrothersrecord.com, bluesbrothersrecords.com, and they're looking for new blues artists. So I might get out my old steel guitar and get back into the blues business. Because as you know, that's how I started.
I don't think you ever played the steel guitar.
I was, for many years, a black blues artist. In the Delta, when I lived down in the Delta.
I didn't know you then, so...
You didn't.
I mean,
but I was at one time an elderly black man who played slide guitar and sang the blues.
No!
I did.
Wow.
I'm sitting here on the river, da, 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 and I'm old and black. Da, 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 da.
Do you have to put in there that you're old and black?
Yeah, you have to.
It's odd.
I'm not that clever. Da, 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 da. I'm sharp as a tap. Da, 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 da.
Yes, we'll play it.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Got up at 9, made my flight, came back sharp as a tack today.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
You're a sharky.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Kurt Russell's 64 years old, Gary Sinise is 60, Rob Lowe turns 51. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins fame turns 48. His former bassist, Melissa Auftemar, is 43. Rob Kardashian, he of the designer sock line, celebrates his 28th birthday today. And singer Hozier is 25. He's a nice guy. We had him in the show.
He is.
Very nice guy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time to talk to our friend Luke Robitaille from the L.A. Kings. Hi, Luke.
Hey, how are you?
Very good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
You're doing better after last night's win, I assume.
Oh, really good.
Tell me about Andy Andreoff and what it's like. It must be such a huge thing for a player to score his first goal in the NHL, but it's in the middle of a game and there's no real celebration. It sort of goes by without him being able to actually celebrate it.
It's funny. It's such
you know, all the games are such a big game, you know. But if you go back and look at when he scores, he kind of wants to jump, but he wants to be cool. he kind of held off a little bit. And I just know that that's going to be one of those memories that will stick for the rest of his lives. I mean, your first goal in the NHL, you never forget it. And then on top of it, to win the game 1-0, that's just one of the greatest memories.
Yeah.
And couldn't have come at a better time because that was, what, 2 points?
Couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah, let's talk about the playoff picture because the Kings are now in a wild card position and also tied with the Flames. Is that right?
Yeah. Correct. We're tied with the Flames for third place in our division. And, you know, tonight a few of those teams are playing. So by the time we play tomorrow, seems like right now we're always a game or two behind most teams. So I think what's important for us is we just got to win our games. I mean, obviously, you know, a few guys like myself, we're looking at the other teams, what they're doing. But as long as we win our games, we'll be okay.
Luke, I'd just like to say on behalf of all Kings fans that don't feel like the team has to repeat last year in that they got in on the very final game, right, and then they took every playoff game to game 7. We're cool if it happens like it did in 2012.
Don't wear yourself out, Luke. I mean, just go right in there for the win.
Can I put myself in your group, Kevin?
Okay.
On behalf of myself and you, I don't want us to get in the last day.
All right. Fantastic. Let's talk about the LA Kings science of hockey.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What is it? How did it come about?
Well, it's as you know, the game is really exploding here in Southern California. There's a lot more kids playing hockey. And obviously for us, the Kings, we're always pushing. We want to teach the game that we love, and we know the values there are behind the game and about being a team game and so forth. So we're able to partner with the Discover Science Center. And, you know, the Ducks had done a deal with them in Anaheim, and it's a great science center. First of all, there's a lot of stuff for kids to do. It's very interactive, but they let us build I think it's almost 3,000 square feet of a space inside the science center. And it's all about hockey. How do you make the ice? What does the Zamboni look like? We even have an area that looks like our locker room. You can skate, I think, against Dustin Brown, or you can see if you could beat him. It's really neat. And I think anyone that, first of all the Kings fans should go, but anyone that is intrigued a little bit about hockey should go take a look at it.
Let me just interrupt it, because you said you could outskate Dustin Brown. You're not talking about actually Dustin Brown.
Yeah, I'm talking about Dustin.
He's down there?
It's interactive.
He's there all the time.
Yeah, he's down there every day. We put him on the ice. He goes around the science center.
What other kind of stuff is there for kids to kind of experience and play with? I saw that there's a you be the goalie type thing.
Yeah, you could be the goalie. You could shoot. It's one of those interactive. It's an interactive Jonathan Quick. And you'll see the big we have the big scoreboard in the middle. You can, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it lately, but we wanted to do a thing where you can actually raise it and see what the weight of the Stanley Cup is. And so there's all kinds of stuff that's science-related into our game. So for us, it's just tremendous. Plus, the Science Center itself is absolutely incredible. For little kids, it's absolutely an amazing place to be at.
And to be clear, this is not the one in Santa Ana. This is actually the sister campus, which opened up, I think, in November, right, in the San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, the one that just opened up in November, and it's in Silmar, and it's a beautiful place. I mean, it's brand new, so the people have done a great job at just, making sure that every place that you go, it's very interactive, and the kids can have a lot of fun, and the parents, too, because I did a tour when I was there last time. I had a blast.
Can Kevin go without children, and would it be creepy?
Kevin's allowed to go. It's a little bit creepy. I know people. I will let him in when there's no one there.
As long as nobody else is there.
But Dustin Brown.
Except Dustin Brown, who's inexplicably racing people. The LA Kings Science of Hockey opens this Friday, March 20th. So that's going to be a pretty cool thing. Luke, I did want to ask you one other question. Your statue outside Staples Center is frankly way better than Wayne Gretzky's.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's bigger, it's in color, it's actually better than Wayne Gretzky.
Well, hold on. It's just because
true
it's
or not true, sir. True or not true.
Get older with time.
Answer the question,
true
Luke.
True or not true, Luke. It's better. Luke, come on, it's in color.
It is in color. It's pretty cool.
No, I'm saying it's pretty cool, but did Wayne say anything to you? Because he was there the night, the Pittsburgh night when we played Pittsburgh and you got the statue. Did he say anything about it?
Here's the coolest thing. So Jerry West and Wayne, they were there. So Jerry West says, "Oh, man, I wish my statue had colors." Wayne goes, "Me too."
So you got Jerry West.
They were really cool. It was fun. I mean, I'm sure glad they came out. And these guys are, you know, to be alongside these special people is certainly very special for me. And, you know, Wayne was the first statue there. So, you know, I think the sculptors seem to improve every time.
Now, you're not getting, like, emails and stuff from people that want their statue redone, are you? Hey, you could update mine a little if that's cool.
You put a little color on mine?
Yeah, maybe a little color.
I still think your statue is right up there, though.
Yeah, the one that I gave you here in the office?
Yeah, your sculpture.
Yeah, well, I'll put it out in front of Staples Center if that's needed. Luke, thank you very much for the time again. Kings in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right now, we'll continue to be in the playoffs, I'm sure. And how many more games are there? Seven? Eight?
No. We have
nine.
If I'm not mistaken, with 14.
14. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 13 or 14 left.
All right.
Big game tomorrow night. We play against Anaheim, so this is going to be a great game for everyone to watch.
Fantastic, Luke. We always appreciate you giving us time here on K-Rock, and big Kings fan. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Okay, bye bye, guys.
Bye now.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
You know what state in the union of these great United States of ours has the most Irish Americans in it?
Boston.
That's not a state.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Sure isn't. It sure is not a state.
Yeah, it's not. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. It is St. Patrick's Day. We used to do St. Patrick's Day remotes. We used to go to locations.
Every year we'd have a
Every
party.
Year. Yeah. And then that stopped, and we'll explain why about an hour from now. We'll
That's why famously Bean always took vacations this week every year, because he was deathly afraid of having to work on St. Patrick's Day and be around people who were drinking and having a good time.
Which drives him crazy.
Absolutely
drives
him crazy. Absolutely true.
So we did one of our shows, and it was St. Patrick's Day, and then we all showed up the next day, and our rule is if you sleep in, you don't get called, because it just is much worse for you the longer you sleep.
And you can mock the person more the later they are.
If you wake up at 5:40, you know, we start at 5:30, so if you wake up at 5:45, you don't get here till 6, that's one thing. If you wake up at 6:30, it's way worse, because then it takes you like an hour to get here.
Yeah.
And the day after St. Patrick's Day, our man Muggs did not show up.
Yeah, I woke up in a bush.
Literally.
That's not a euphemism.
No.
It wasn't just a girl from the 70s.
No, it was not.
And I think, if I recall correctly, it was 7:20, 7:30, 7:40, sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. And we were like, well, what happened to Muggs? Did he die? Did anyone see him yesterday? It was St. Patrick's Day. What happened?
Because he was at the remote for St. Patrick's Day.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you were right.
I was running the remote, and I heard
I'm going out after the show. After the show, I'll have my St. Patrick's Day fun.
I had to compensate for the fun you guys were having.
So we're going to take your calls in a minute of St. Patrick's Day disasters. Bad things happened to you because you partied on St. Patrick's Day. But we do have a little bit of audio, and this is Muggs, who wakes up because the sun is burning his face.
In his eyes.
In a literal bush. In a bush. He woke up in a bush, and it was like, I don't know, 7-something.
I go out last night, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Obviously.
And surprisingly, I usually have a deep awareness, even when I'm drinking, of what I have to do the next day, what time it is, where I have to be. So,
by the way, does anyone buy that?
No.
Who are you trying to fool? I have a deep awareness
I have a deep awareness of what I need to do the next day.
It's a medium awareness.
You don't have a deep awareness of what you can do the next hour.
How dare you?
To be, so I kind of like prepare for that.
That's the functioning part of being an alcoholic.
Right.
Right.
The part that all of a sudden snuck up on me was, I'm laying in a bush in a neighborhood in Chatsworth.
Yeah. What? Woke up in a bush in a neighborhood in Chatsworth. I think it was near the bar
you
were at?
Two blocks exactly from the bar I was at, And when I woke up after the sun is beaming in my eyeball, I noticed that my wallet.
You didn't put chapstick on your face?
No.
That would have blocked it.
That's your go-to.
My wallet, my keys, and my cell phone were strewn about, like, you know, spread out 5 feet across from me. And I must have been trying to find my keys or something, and then I just gave up on life.
Oh, it's a shame you didn't get to your car.
I know. I was trying. No, I think I wouldn't have driven. I think I was just trying to get to my car to, like, pass out for a little bit, but I didn't even make it to my car.
But it's weird, like, if you start feeling weak or you're hungover or maybe you're still drunk, it seems like maybe you lay down next to a bush, like, preemptively.
Kevin, you can't resist a big comfy bush to crawl inside.
Dude fell in a bush.
Yeah.
And then so that,
it's like his mother's arms.
And that didn't wake him up.
The sun woke him up.
I did have scratches all over my arm the next day.
Yeah, it was a bush.
Yeah,
that's because you woke up in a bush.
You were in a bush.
Oh, God.
Once again, we reiterate, you were in a bush.
Great St. Paddy's Day. Great St. Paddy's Day.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. You went out on a St. Patrick's Day.
And, hear your horror stories.
Or at night, and bad things happen.
Yeah.
Bad things always happen when there's a drinking holiday. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Got some good emails, D-Ralph?
Wow, people.
Well,
people
on holidays
have messed up St. Patrick's Days.
On holidays when it's all about drinking, things go wrong.
Let me read you one from my girl Jennifer here. Dear Kevin and Bean, 20 years ago, I was living with my boyfriend who loves St. Patrick's Day more than anything in the world. One year he went out while I stayed home. I went to bed before he did, and about 3 a.m. I woke up to the sound of him peeing in his sleep.
Oh, no.
I tried to wake him up, but no luck. I finally got up and went to sleep on the floor with some blankets and my pillow. He just peed on the bed. Just peed.
That's not good.
That's too drunk.
That's not what you
want.
That's
too drunk.
You don't want to be that drunk.
No.
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 All right, let's take some calls. We got Rick calling from West Hollywood. Hi, Rick.
Hey, that's a good spot, Rick. Oh, my God, when he was telling me that story about you, I live right there on Holloway. When I come back from the rainbow, even the rainbow, when we were coming back from the Paddy's Day after a shoot, I have to call my girlfriend, who is also my assistant. I'm carrying like $4,000 or $5,000 worth of equipment, and I have to call her. I woke up in a bush, and it's not my first time.
What?
I call her, and I swear, and I just go, I'm in a bush somewhere. You need to find me.
You didn't even get out of the bush to make the call?
No, I called from the bush, and she is so used to me falling asleep, and I'm literally from the rainbow after I'm done with shoots. It's only about maybe 4 blocks to go down the hallway and to the house, but somewhere in between there.
Are you drunk now?
Are you on cocaine right this second?
No, absolutely not. But I'll tell you what, I've known you, Kevin and Bean, since I shoot the strip, and the funny thing is I shot you guys at Adam Ant's at the Palace one time, and you guys said, we take really bad pictures. Don't put it up if and you're the only people that I've never put a picture up because, you know what, I couldn't get a good picture of you two. You guys are just, like, weird. But, yes, I had fallen asleep in a bush coming back from St. Patrick's Day, and that's
going
for me.
Okay, all right. You woke up in a bush. All right. Thank you, Rick.
You guys, Rick has a girlfriend.
Well, he had that time
often
in the story.
Calls to say, I fell asleep in
a bush. In another bush.
Had in another life.
Nice.
He's saying he had a girlfriend.
Right.
We don't
Rainbow.
Know. We don't know. Let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Are you drunk and or high like the last guy? Or you all right?
I am not.
Okay.
What's your St. Pat story?
All right, something about 5 years ago. A buddy of mine had a party at his place, and I used to be doing parties. You get way too wasted. I passed out, wake up the next morning, and yes, it is unheard to believe. Woke up in my friend's sister's bedroom with her in bed.
Mm-hmm. You woke up in bed with your friend's sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah!
And
her girlfriend, too.
Wow.
How is this a bad story?
This seems like the best story ever.
The bad story is I don't remember what happened.
Oh.
Well, and it gets worse, too. So it's not exactly like how it is. A kind of ugly situation, but I was trying to get out there without a friend knowing about it.
Right.
And as I'm going downstairs, he's having breakfast, and he's like, dude, what the F?
Right.
Needless to say, 5 years now, I've not talked to him since.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
But you don't even have the memory of what you did in order to earn breaking up that friendship.
I don't. And I wish I could call her up and find out what the hell happened there, because
This one was like letters to Penthouse, and I have absolutely no idea what story it is.
Letter to Penthouse, but pages are missing from your letter.
Only the part of, about the sex.
Dear Penthouse, this never happens to me. Boop, whoop. I don't remember what happened to me.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dylan in Los Angeles. You know, it's funny. It is St. Patrick's Day. We did sell for disasters. It does seem like everyone on hold is a guy.
Yeah. Huh.
Guys seem to have a problem with this. Hi, Dylan.
How's it going?
What happened? St. Patrick's Day disaster.
I used to work as a medic on a military installation, and there was a St. Patrick's Day fell on a weekend one year. And a Monday morning, three guys come into my clinic with very similar injuries, and I, you know, I'm looking over all of them, and I'm piecing together that their injuries sound the same, but they all have different stories. So I called them all in and told them what I thought. Turns out they were coming back at night on St. Patrick's Day. All of them were just completely blitzed. They rolled their truck on the base,
God,
and were so terrified of, you know, being arrested, being locked up by the MPs. They put the truck back upright by themselves, drove back to the barracks, and stayed in their room all weekend with injuries that could have easily killed them, all because they're afraid of being arrested.
Wow. Did they ever have to go, hey, what happened? How come the truck is all smashed up?
No, they were well, one of them was lucid enough to remember. He probably filled the other two in. They had ended up putting their truck in a far corner of the parking lot, and they went out and bought a tarp to cover it up like it was a nice car. Just so no one would ask, what happened to your truck?
Ralph, you've been in that state. I have too, where you're going, oh, what should we do? Yeah. Let's get a tarp.
How
That's a great idea.
This
is the best idea ever.
I have a compound fracture. I don't care.
Let's get a tarp. Thank you, Dylan, for the call.
I was hoping they don't have like green penises or something. I was hoping for a different kind of
normal style. That's what that went.
There's a guy on Twitter. I'm becoming increasingly aware of my concern for your listeners. Ryan went flogging Molly, woke up in a bush outside of his apartment.
More bushes.
More bushes. Why are y'all sleeping in bushes?
Why are people sleeping in bushes?
Because bushes are green.
That's so weird.
Oh, attracted to
I
them.
Thought Muggs was the only person. It seems like everybody's like, oh, yeah, I've been in a bush.
A lot of bushes.
It's happening. Justin, in your Belinda. Hi.
So my family's Irish, and every year we throw this big St. Patrick's party, and you're allowed to bring whoever you want. And my cousin decided to bring this guy that no one really like talked to all party. But long story short, my grandma ends up finding him in the morning naked in her bathtub.
In your grandmother's bathtub?
Yeah, my grandma finds this naked guy in her bathtub.
Go, grandma.
Poor Nana.
Oh, she got some.
Did she get some?
Justin. I don't think so. She got some, Justin.
He's not sure.
Grandma got some.
We're going to take the number for your grandma. We're going to call her, if you don't mind. All right, let's go to Angelo in Rancho Palos Verdes. Hi there.
Good morning.
So, St. Patrick's Day. People are having trouble the next day. A lot of problems. What's going on with you?
Major issues. I was well, I'm from San Francisco originally. And, you know, San Francisco does it big out there for St. Patty's Day on Columbus Street. So a buddy of mine, we went to, you know, hit the strip clubs on Broadway, and I bought a bottle of 101 Southern Comfort.
Good.
It's
a good start.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, I need to catch up because we, you know, we started later in the day.
Yeah, you got to catch up. That's always a good idea.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm pounding this 101 Southern Comfort. I'm up on stage on the, you know, strip club having a good time.
First of all, they love that, but go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Big time. And then, you know, I just completely black out. So I'm out for probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. I suddenly come to. I'm laying on the concrete on a corner of the street. People walking by. I've got blood gushing down my nose.
Sweet.
And, I guess I broke my nose. So I called 911 from my phone and went to the hospital.
Do you have any idea how the nose was broken?
No. I fell on my face. Or somebody stalked me in my nose.
Yeah, I'm guessing someone punched you.
Yeah, you got punched.
And I'm guessing you probably deserved it.
Yeah.
I might have, but
I might have, but I don't remember.
I'm guessing it was a bouncer, one of those strip clubs.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to to Torrance and JD. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
What happened? St. Patrick's Day disaster.
Okay, so I was in beach at the pier where there's all these
It was a bad night.
Yeah, it was a bad night.
Right.
So as a last stitch of effort to make the night great, I jumped into the ocean from the pier.
You jumped off the Hermosa Beach pier. Nicely done.
Yeah, wow. Well done, sir.
Well played.
I don't think that's
sick
safe.
For a week.
You were sick for a week?
Yes. I was really sick for a week.
You didn't
I ended
get...
up having to leave my job for a whole week.
All right. Because you were injured or you were sick, from drinking?
I was sick.
Okay. All right.
No, sick from the water.
From the ocean water.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Yeah. All right. He was forced up there pretty hard, I guess. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mike. Shut up, Adam.
That forced water got forced up his rectum? Is that what you're guessing?
He jumped from the pier.
Yeah?
Well, I don't think you get sick from it going up your pooper.
Are you a doctor?
Yep.
Mike, hi.
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, what happened?
What's up, Mike?
I have a story of good news, bad news, followed by good news, really. Had a great night, St. Paddy's Day, drinking with friends and girlfriend, thinking, you know, this night's going pretty well. I might get some tonight. Sure enough, I do. My girlfriend and I have a good night, wake up the next morning. She looks at me and says, what happened? So what do you mean what happened? I didn't take my pill last night.
Yes.
Later, we find out she's pregnant.
The St. Patrick's baby.
That's such a sweet romantic story.
Then, did you name your child Guinness?
No, I know. No, not Guinness. But the good news ended up being we ended up getting engaged and married and been happy ever since.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. Wow.
So your child was conceived on St. Patrick's Day?
She was absolutely conceived on St. Patrick's Day.
What's her name?
Her name's Avery.
Ah. Should have called her drunk.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53. We are not doing a live broadcast today on St. Patrick's Day because of a former St. Patrick's Day show, which we did. And the boss heard, and then the boss said, no more.
Yeah, you're not going to do that anymore.
And we have some highlights of that coming up in the next hour.
So. Turns out the boss may have been right as I listened to those clips.
Yeah.
He might have had a point.
You listen to those clips, you go, wow, we were sure having a lot more fun than it sounded like.
Yeah,
listeners
probably weren't enjoying it nearly as much as we were. There's a lot of that going on.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. I want to give you a little something. This is kind of bittersweet in light of their producer, Tom Wilson, who just passed away. But The Offspring are performing at the Pacific Amphitheater and also at the Palladium on July the 30th at the Pacific Amphitheater and then July 31st at the Palladium. If you would like to go see The Offspring live, why wouldn't you? They do a great live show. Why don't you give me a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 31 since July 31st is the Palladium show. Caller 31. We'll get a pair of tickets to see The Offspring. You get to choose which show you want to go to. So give us a call now. Tickets for both shows go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. But good to see The Offspring out there performing live again. Chip, you going to both those shows?
Yep.
I figured you would. She loves her some Offspring.
She does.
That little midget.
She's got a tiny little tattoo.
Tiny little tattoo. Yeah.
Offspring.
You need a magnifying glass.
Yeah. See your arm, you need a magnifying glass.
It's true. Harrison Ford may be in worse shape than anyone imagined, according to People magazine.
You know, it was weird that day because the first reports that came out were like, wow, this is serious.
And then it was like, oh, he just got shaken up.
Yeah, I think it was his son or somebody that tweeted.
He's tough. He's tough. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's okay. Not so much.
They're saying now, according to sources, he's got a head wound the size of a pancake, which I understand. Why do you use that as a
head wound the size of a
pancake? It's a reference.
Pancake.
Pancake, it's bigger than the average head, isn't it? Maybe I just get big pancakes.
Yeah, but it's a pretty big
like
area.
A silver dollar pancake? Is it an IHOP pancake? I need more pancake information. Our 1 week where our pancake expert is gone.
Yeah. We need more clarification on the size of the pancake.
A broken pelvis, they say. That's bad.
And this stuff, I imagine, is way worse if you're old, right? I mean, how old is he?
72.
72?
Yeah.
Injured ankles?
Both?
That's what they say.
Oof.
And this is a guy who just finally got off of surgery for having his leg broken from the Star Wars set. So, hope he's okay. This is pretty cool. This is pretty clever. The egg people. You know those people?
The egg people?
People.
More clarification on that, please.
The egg council? The National Council for Eggs? The Egg Board of Tourism? Whoever's in charge of eggs? The Egg Council.
I don't know who is.
There people who try to sell you eggs.
Okay.
Remember the Incredible Edible Egg? Remember that whole campaign, the advertising campaign to get you to eat more eggs?
Sure.
The egg
Let's
people.
Say I do. The
Let's
egg
call
people.
Them the egg
All right,
people.
So the egg people.
They have a new spokesperson to sell you eggs.
Okay, and who would that be?
IncredibleEgg.com is the website, and they're having a new commercial for eggs. Eat eggs. They have 6 grams of high-quality protein. Eggs, eggs, eggs.
Okay.
Who do you think selling the eggs? What celebrity would be great to sell you eggs?
Hmm.
Who is the egg man?
How do you guess
Goo
that?
Goo Goo
Adele Dazeem.
Not Adele Dazeem. What does she have to do with eggs?
I don't.
Who would you pair with eggs?
Paul McCartney.
Why?
Well,
why would you pair Paul McCartney with eggs?
You said the Eggman, then the Walrus Cuckoo Cuckoo with
John was the Eggman.
Well, he can't do it, Ralph. Can he?
Who do you pair with eggs? What celebrity do you pair with eggs?
I mean, really, nothing's coming to. What do you mean, who do you pair with eggs? What kind of question is that?
It is a perfectly legitimate question.
Boy, are we going to be sorry when
we find
out.
When I tell you who it's going to be, you're going to go,
no. Okay.
Name the best celebrity to be paired with eggs.
Justin Bieber, because egging is
house. Because he threw eggs!
Yeah!
That's a fantastic answer.
You guys are the worst.
Kevin Bacon.
Thank you, Chip.
Woo! What?
Chip came up with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, because bacon and eggs?
Yes, Allie, because of bacon and eggs. Wait, that's why they make a good team.
And we were supposed to have guessed the punchline to that stupid joke. That's what
you're
saying.
It's not a joke. He's the new spokesperson for eggs.
Did you see that story?
How do
you know that?
Because she thought for a minute.
Wait, that was a guess?
What celebrity would be best to go with eggs? She came up with bacon. Because she's not a moron.
I still say Paul McCartney would be pretty good.
I bet you do.
He likes eggs.
He does like eggs.
I am getting. First of all, he's a vegetarian, so he probably doesn't even eat any eggs.
Oh, that's vegan.
He's vegan. He probably doesn't even eat eggs.
I don't even know if he's that. Why are you so angry about
eggs?
Ralph's
angry. That's what I'm saying. Oh, you don't come in here and go, what celebrity do you think would pitch eggs? And then get mad at us for not knowing the answer.
Perfect. She got it.
Yeah, so what? That was a lucky guess
if
from the
midget. Can get it. Anybody can get it.
Remember the incredible edible egg? That was the best.
No, don't turn on me because you people can't play the game.
God.
I'm out of here. Hate you. Hate you all. That's it. You're going to get birthdays and then I'm walking.
And then you're going to come back with Bugatti fails.
Stupid, dumb, absurd. Kurt Russell, 64 years old, as we look at celebrity birthdays today. Gary Sinise.
Kevin Bacon.
Is 60 years old. Rob Lowe is 51. Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins turns 48. Melissa Auftemauer. She's 43. Rob Kardashian's 28. Hozier is 25. And I know his birthday is today, because I look forward to it every year, but it's not on this list. Patrick Duffy.
Is it?
Yeah. Patrick Duffy from Dallas fame. I know it's his birthday because St. Patrick's Day is his birthday. His name's Patrick Duffy. What could be more Irish than Patrick Duffy being born on St. Patrick's Day? It sticks in my mind. And he'd be a good spokesperson for eggs, too.
Yes, he would.
Bacon and eggs.
Well, I get it, but
they
I
go
didn't...
together like bacon and eggs. It's like if I said, if who's selling peanut butter these days? If there was a Bobby Jelly, that would be the answer, right?
There's no Bobby.
There is none, but if there was, he'd be a good choice.
You can't throw Bobby Jelly in our faces and make us feel bad.
That is so going to be my new showbiz name.
That is all on you.
Bobby Jelly.
Bobby Jelly. I'm Bobby Jelly, and I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm doing a St. Patrick's Day broadcast today because of something that happened a couple of years ago, and I was just listening to the clips in the other room, and it's way worse than I remember.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I mean, it's horrible. The boss made a good decision by not sending us out on this day.
I agree.
Right now, though... Let's talk about these emails that you're getting, Ralph.
The awesome emails? Huh. The awesome emails that we use to celebrate I woke up in a new Bugatti?
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
What? You started this...
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
You started this what, like 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
Right. We were playing this because we were talking about the Bugatti car. Because I had done a story of saying that to get your oil changed when you drive the new Bugatti... cost you like $21,000 for an oil change.
Yeah.
And being balked.
Well, we both said, that's BS, no way.
And we had a Bugatti on as a guest, and he told us, set us straight, yes, that's like $60,000 for new tires, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
So we've been playing I Woke Up in a New Bugatti a lot. And so people started to send in the emails like we used to do back in the day for Rock Me Amadeus and Two Tickets to Paradise. We used to have a good time with it.
You had more fun than the rest of us.
She Blinded Me with Science. That was another song we used.
Sure.
And so they just look stacks and stacks of emails I have in my hands.
That's a lot.
Of people writing in setups and jokes for I Woke Up in a New Bugatti.
So what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to write an email that then ends with a rhyme with Bugatti.
Let me give you an example, okay? Ralph, I work at a pet store in Hollywood. And who should walk by the other day but the lovely Jennifer Lopez? Turns out her children wanted some colorful amphibians from the rainforest. We specialize in these types of pets, so I showed her a tree frog from Brazil that she loved. I sold her the aquarium and all the accessories, and she was thrilled. I carried out her items to the car, and she asked me to put the aquarium with the frog on the front seat so she could keep an eye on it. Well, the aquarium is kind of big, so I told her I didn't think it would fit on the front seat. But she replied, there's always room for J-Lo's froggy. I woke up in a new Bugatti. There's always room for J-Lo's froggy. There's always room for J-Lo's froggy. There's always room for J-Lo's froggy.
So,
that's from Edwin. Edwin wrote that one. See?
So you
high-quality comedy.
You've been getting a lot of emails with this
ton,
topic, though.
A ton of emails.
And I would like to hear some of the bad ones.
All right.
I'd like to hear a miss or two.
This one has no setup. No setup at all.
Okay.
It simply says, eating dairy makes me farty.
Oh.
Eating dairy makes me farty.
So, but there's not even a...
No setup. No, nothing. Just... Michael writes in the subject line, mind you, not even the body of the email, eating dairy makes me farty.
Okay. Okay.
Let's try it. Give me. Eating dairy makes me farty. Yeah, I guess it worked. It's kind of a swing and a miss.
You really need a setup for this bit, don't you?
And the longer, the better, I say. Yeah. Right, Ralph? Am I right?
Here's one from Katie. Talks about her issues with her teeth. She has a temp now. I'm cutting out some of the setup for you because we don't have that much time. But I can't have any of my favorite foods with my temp, she writes, talking about her crown that she had put on.
Okay.
Nothing chewy, sticky, or hard. I had to pass my favorite candies like caramels, Laffy Taffy, even popcorn and salted nuts. I really miss those hot tamales.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I really miss those hot tamales.
Now, by the way, that's about as good as most of them.
How dare you?
That's roughly equal to most of them.
Here's one about Allie Mae, about Allie McKay.
Yes?
Yes. Allie Cat.
Who?
Allie Cat. Allie McKay. Remember when we had Ronda Rousey on?
Yep.
Yes.
JJ writes, she got armbarred by Ronda Rousey.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
She got armbarred by Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even fit. Maybe an extra syllable, but at least he got my name right.
Yes, he did.
See, we think you're torturing us with these bad emails on purpose. You're picking the good ones.
You're getting the good ones. You're getting the high-quality ones. How about this one from Santosh, who writes, I was asking what Eric Estrada was up to these days.
Right.
He said Eric Estrada is going to be in the new Avatar 3, the new sequel to Avatar.
Okay.
He said, in that film... Ponch wakes up in a new blue body.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Ponch wakes up in a new blue body.
That's not terrible.
It's not good.
Yeah, but none of them are. None of them are good, Ralph. Let's be honest.
Should you spank your kids for being naughty? You want me to go through another one?
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
No.
Here is a guy who said he broke up a man and woman who were going to get married, and now he's in trouble because they were both members of ISIS.
Oh, no.
I broke the marriage of jihadis.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I broke the marriage of jihadis. Because they were both on a jihad.
Yeah.
They were jihadis.
Mm-hmm.
That's
from Andrew. So you need more or you have enough?
I'm saying, how about this one about Star Wars? It said, imagine how things could have been worse. In Star Wars with Anakin and Padme?
Yes.
What if Padme choked out Annie?
That doesn't even...
Huh?
How does that even...
What if Padme choked out Annie? Anakin?
More...
They called him Annie was his nickname.
More syllables needed, I think.
What if Padme choked out Annie?
Right.
Yeah, it fits. I'm just saying.
So you need more?
So when I'm bringing him in, know that I'm sifting through all of these to get to the gold.
Well, we appreciate
your
effort.
A little sympathy.
Your effort
and your work ethic are above reproach.
Thank you so much.
But this puts an end to that bit, right?
No.
St. Patrick's Day.
That's not even the surface article licensed in Peru.
Used to be we'd go out to, you know, an Irish bar, a pub someplace, and do a live show.
Yep. Dublin. Remember Dublin's on Sunset? We used to go there. Kevin stole a car from there once. Good times.
Didn't happen technically.
It did happen.
I brought it back, though,
yeah.
In my defense.
Still stolen for a minute.
But there was one show specifically that the boss listened to and told us afterwards, that was the worst thing I've ever heard, and you're never to do another show like this ever again.
He was wrong. It was a great show.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't know what he's talking
about. One of the best shows ever.
From what I remember, it was our best show ever.
I don't remember anything, but it was the best show ever.
Omar is in the studio as well, because Omar is a big part of why this all got canceled.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you.
For a long time, we didn't bring Omar to events like this because he had to stay here and run the board or do, you know, production or whatever. And we always had a running joke about what would happen if Omar was
right,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's crazy. He's
Omar's here. He's having a great time. Oh, guys, I'm not there. I'm back here at the studio.
Yeah. So this is some clips from our St. Patrick's Day show and the reason that we can no longer do them. The first thing we were doing, I think we were giving away some tickets to a concert.
I'm going to be singing Sex on Fire.
Sex on Fire. Oh, yes. Here's Fernando.
I just forgot the lyrics.
You hear the reggaeton? Right.
That horn may not have been the best part of the show.
I found it so funny.
You sure did.
Yeah. Omar played that reggaeton so much. That was literally the straw that broke the camel's back. It was. Yeah. It was. The boss said, oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I couldn't listen to that horn anymore.
I was at no breakfast, starting off with beers at 5:30 in the morning,
yes.
And then that led into whiskey, shots of Jameson around 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's not a good combo.
But that horn, still.
Yeah. So we decided it would be a good idea.
But the rest of the show was good, though. The rest of the show was good.
I think you're going to be.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think you're going to be
really good.
Surprised a little bit by how bad it was.
So. I think it was good.
I remember having a great time, too. This is us talking to, I think it was the director of Leprechaun. Doesn't matter, because you could just barely hear the phone. He's on the phone.
We're doing an interview.
Yes.
In a bar.
In a bar with a lot of people who are all drinking, and you couldn't even hear the dude.
Take some notes, and while I was still coherent.
Sure.
And so they did, and I came up with Leprechaun, and I said, no one's done it, and everybody knows Lucky Charm, so let's do an evil, funny Leprechaun.
So that
sounds like fake crowd noise.
So you're
it
saying
does.
That interview maybe wasn't the most effective way to have a conversation about
I'm just
his
saying, I remembered it differently.
Oh,
I thought that show was a lot better.
You can understand him barely.
I think the audience enjoyed it, and I think it was still one of our best shows.
Omar is there, and now he's in Ralph's crosshairs.
You're Irish.
Nobody's drinking all this. Watch me.
Do it on air.
This is why we don't bring him. What?
Right, and when you vomit on your...
What? It's vomit by noon, dude. That's my,
Yeah, I don't really want to do that.
Really?
Really.
Yeah, in my defense, that's off the air.
Omar was just insisting that we vomit by noon. Yeah, that was our goal.
I was convinced. I was like, I'm going to vomit by noon.
That was something to aspire to.
Yeah, so that's
what we called the show. The Vomit by Noon St. Patty's Day party.
Right, but that doesn't mean that we all wanted to vomit by noon.
I understand that now.
It's just a funny name. It's just a funny little motto.
All right, so then I don't know what food I have in front of me, but...
Why do you have good. That's deep fried in front of you with
I don't
some
know.
Sauce.
I don't know.
Kevin's eating deep fried.
I wish it wasn't
there. I'm going to say it on the air.
I don't want to
talk on the air about how Kevin has a big plate of deep fried.
Yeah, that was off the air, too.
Okay, so.
That was off the air.
Right.
So that doesn't really reflect on what was wrong with the
right.
show.
We're pros on the air.
That's on the air, we were pros.
Absolutely.
That's a shot of.
Shot of.
That was on the air. So that happened.
Then don't take shots of, you know.
Yeah. Don't be eating that. And don't be drinking that.
I believe it was later in the show, and Omar just got going crazy with
the
reggaeton.
The last show was Yeah, I just went completely bonkers.
And we're yelling at you. Is this anything like you guys remember? Because I remember it being great. We had so much fun.
I was a sparkling wit, and I thought I was very entertaining, and things sounded good.
Come on with the come on.
What up, Omar?
I'm so glad.
that we're heading into the end of the show. It's getting ugly.
Can we cut
ugly?
No, Omar's microphone? Cut Omar's microphone.
Shut up, Omar.
Kill Omar.
This is why we don't bring him.
All right. Thank you so much.
Listen.
What are you talking about?
No, your microphone is turned off now.
Shut up.
We have no room for you.
The crowd loves me.
This is happening.
It's just a brawl. It just sounded like a drunken brawl.
And we aired it on this radio station. This happened.
How could our boss not love that?
All right, listen. It's time for one last check of the Showbiz Beat.
This is the end of the Kevin and Bean show
here.
Take
a shot
at the Casey's Irish Pub,
right? When Ralph can't get it right. Because Ralph's a professional drinker.
Yes.
Speaking of whores,
stop playing that. So Omar kept playing that. And that's what the boss heard. And then the boss came in and goes, that was truly terrible. And I remember amongst ourselves, we were all like, that guy doesn't get it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
People wanted to be at that party.
We were like, that. He just doesn't get it because it was an awesome broadcast. Yeah. You know what? It was
awful radio.
That was terrible
radio.
Bad radio,
and we apologize.
We're sorry. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:35. Ralph Garman is here for a final look at the Showbiz Beat. Yeah, we don't need.
Where's that horn?
The reggaeton.
We need the reggaeton horn.
We don't need it as much as
that
we don't need it.
That is what made it awesome.
But you don't put Omar in charge of it. You don't put Omar in charge of anything.
Randy Madden writes in, it may have been awful radio regarding the St. Patrick's Day live broadcast we were just talking about. But I can tell you, I had been listening since the beginning of the broadcast and hearing everyone get more progressively wasted. By the time you got to that point, I was laughing so hard I was crying. So it wasn't a total loss, Randy. So see, Kevin?
Yeah.
We performed a public service that day.
If I remember,
don't be like these drunks.
If I remember correctly, we other people from the radio station had to drive all of us home.
That is true.
Yeah.
We drove there thinking that we could leave afterwards.
Yeah, and then it turns out we couldn't.
Which was silly.
So that didn't happen.
Before the days of Uber. God bless Uber. All right, let's talk about show business news. Interesting list. Top 10 richest female celebrities under the age of 25.
Richest
Top 10
female.
Richest female celebrities under the age of 25. So these are young, rich chicks.
I don't know how old certain people are. Like Beyonce comes to mind, but I think she's over.
She is over 25.
Okay, all right.
Selena
Gomez? Is that your guess?
Yes.
Sixth on the list. Well done, Allie. Glad you didn't say Paul McCartney.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Lady Gaga.
Hold on a second. Selena Gomez is 22 years old, and she is...
Lady Gaga.
$15 million is her net worth.
Wow.
Worth $15 million. Gaga, I believe, is over the age of 25, Kevin.
Oh.
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato, is that what you said, Allie?
I did say Demi Lovato.
Seventh on the list.
Demi Lovato.
22 years old and also worth $15 million. So far, Allie McKay's kicking your ass.
Yeah.
Kevin Ryder.
Oprah.
Yes, because Oprah's under 25.
I say that because no names are coming to my mind.
What about the younger Fanning?
You know what?
Yeah.
Both Fannings are on the list.
And by younger, both.
Dakota,
older.
Dakota is eighth with $20 million. She's 20 years old worth $14 million. Her younger sister, Elle Fanning, is 16 worth $5 million. She's 13th on the list, so she's not in the top 10, but she's on the list.
Huh.
The Olsen twins.
I'll give you...
No.
Elle Fanning is 13th. Ariana Grande is 12th.
Right.
And Chloe Grace Moretz is 11th. So I'm giving you, I'm just letting you dance around the top 10 list.
What about the girl that played Annie?
The girl who played Annie. Andrea McCardle?
Nope. Aileen Quinn?
No. Aileen Quinn? Nope. No. Annie, no Annie's on the list.
How old is...
Not Tanny either. She's not on the list.
How old is Tadoff Swindler?
She is 24 years old, Kevin.
Okay.
Boom, I got one.
So she would be under 25, and she would be number one on the list.
And by I got one, Chip wrote it for me.
Sure, well, she's the guesser. How much do you think Taylor Swift is worth?
Oof. Oh, wow.
$120 million.
Yeah, I don't.
$200 million net worth.
Good for her.
Anything else before I hit you with the rest of the names? Anybody else have a guess? Chip, you're a good guesser.
Is Jennifer Lawrence on the list?
Jennifer Lawrence is on the list,
good
Chip.
Call.
Fourth wow. on the list. Fourth one on the list. Jennifer Lawrence at the age of 23 is worth $40 million.
Wow. Still out. Still got nothing.
Still got nothing? All right. Let me give you the rest. I'll fill in the blanks for you. Number 10 is Lord. Lord.
Sure.
Lord.
Of course.
17 years old, worth $9 million. Just $9 million. Whatever with Lord. With her nine. Get your stinking $9 million out of here, Lord. Abigail Breslin.
Yeah?
The actress is 18 years old, worth $12 million. She's ninth. Eighth, I mentioned, was Dakota Fanning, then Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez. Number five, Kate Upton. Kate Upton is 22 years old. She's worth $16 million.
22?
What?
Yep.
She's 22?
She's 22 years old.
Kate Upton.
That's what I said, Kate Upton, 22 years old. $16 million. Why? What did you think? How old did you think she was?
Well, I would have thought mid-20s at the least.
No, she's a child. She's a baby. She's an infant.
Wow.
Jennifer Lawrence is 23, as I mentioned, was number four. Number three on the list, Emma Watson. Emma Watson, of course, from Harry Potter.
Yep.
24 years old. Net worth of $60 million is what she has in the bank.
Should have got that one.
And at number two, and it's hard to think of her as under 25 because she's been around forever, Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is just 21 years old.
Sure.
And she has a net worth of $150 million. That twerking pays off,
sure
girls.
Does.
Look, if you take anything away from the show today, girls, it's shake your ass.
Learn to twerk.
Learn to shake your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember the Spoils? The hell was it called?
The Spoils.
The Spoils of Babylon on IFC. It was that crazy miniseries with Will Ferrell in it and Kristen Wiig. It was supposed to be a spoof of the old miniseries from the 1970s based on a book.
It was on IFC.
It was on this past year. It was a huge hit. We talked about it a ton,
that
Kevin.
Doesn't mean I remember it.
Oh, you're so hard.
What's
you're
wrong
so hard
with
to
you?
Be around sometimes. Anyway, it was a fascinating, quirky, weird hit.
And I loved
that.
It.
You actually did love it. We talked about it, and we had people on from it, and we talked about it.
Right.
Haley Joel Osment, we had him on, we talked about it. Anyway, it's getting a sequel. Yeah, IFC is doing The Spoils Before Dying, which is a new miniseries, six-part miniseries, based on yet another unpublished book by the same author, in quotes. And it takes place in the jazz scene of Los Angeles in the 60s.
Is Will Ferrell in it?
Will's in it again.
All right.
A great cast. A lot of people from Spoils of Babylon are coming back. Maya Rudolph, Kristen Wiig's coming back. Haley Joel Osment will be back. Michael Sheen. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. Val Kilmer will be back. Tim Meadows, Chris Parnell, Andy Daly. Great cast.
Demi Lovato.
She, however, will not be participating. Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is selling eggs these days.
Later we thought John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Real good.
I mean, come on.
Ham and eggs, also a great combo.
Yeah.
Bacon and eggs is right up there. Speaking of talking about Kevin Bacon and the eggs.
Uh-huh.
I got this
Did
email.
You get an email?
I got an email from Ian Candish. Ian wrote this in. Apparently he had a friend who worked on that commercial. He said, Ralph, I heard you talking about Kevin Bacon being the new face of eggs. I don't know if I'd put it that way, but I thought you might like a little inside info. I have a friend who is a PA and worked on the new commercial they're filming with Kevin Bacon. And apparently Kevin has been making a big stink on the set because he thinks that the ad is too racy. Apparently, they're trying to use Kevin's sex appeal to sell eggs, and he thinks that's inappropriate. Kevin Bacon came storming out of his trailer just the other day, screaming, "These eggheads are just too damn naughty."
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
These eggheads are just too damn naughty. These eggheads are just too damn naughty. These eggheads are just too damn naughty. The eggheads are too damn naughty. He thought the eggheads...
No better than the bad ones.
...were too damn naughty.
About the same as the bad ones.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kurt Russell celebrates his 64th birthday today. Gary Sinise is 60. Rob Lowe turns 51. Billy Corgan is 48 years old. Melissa Auftemauer is 43. Rob Kardashian celebrates his 28th birthday. And Hoosier celebrates 25 years on this planet. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show with his beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have The Beak. In the studio tomorrow, James Vanderbeek.
Oh, I got a bone to pick with him.
You're going to take our dogs?
Talking about CSI
we're
Cyber.
Steal our dogs.
Stealing everyone's dogs.
Make us cry.
Brand new internet roundup tomorrow. And remember RJ Bell from Las Vegas gave us all his picks for the NFL?
We forget. He had a 97% success rate in gambling.
That was Muggs.
Oh, that's your Muggs. That's right.
He was pretty impressive, though, RJ was.
First
for real.
6 or 7 weeks, remember the season? He was almost unbeatable.
So I have a giant list of things that we can't call this tournament that's coming up that involves
the,
around
the college
ball.
Basketball
can't
tournament?
Say that.
Can't say that.
Nope.
The... Hoops tournament?
Hoops. You can't put that connected to city. Can't do that.
Whew.
Yeah.
It's tough. The non-professional young men who play the game invented by Dr. Naismith
can
from
say
Canada?
That. Yes.
Game?
We can say that.
Okay.
But because we're a sponsor, we can't say any of the words that let you know what it actually is.
Wow. How are we going to talk about it?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out tomorrow. But RJ is going to give us his picks and tell us if I can't say the name of the schools. I literally can't say the schools.
This is going to be impossible.
The number one team that's just destroying everybody,
right?
Mm-hmm. Whoever they are.
Are they in relationship to fried chicken?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's about all we can say.
All right, we got to work on some hints.
Right. So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.